Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, Sharon Downing again from the Morton House Museum. Welcome back to the microphone. Sharon, how are you?
I'm perfect. Thank you.
Has anybody ever told you you really have a pleasant voice for the radio?
A few people.
Have they? I think there was one just recently. They said they heard you on with us here, and they said, "Boy, you've got a good radio voice."
Right, right.
It's very calming, very soothing.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
So that's, I like the fun side.
Do you like the fun side? So, yeah, just imagine getting paid to talk. That's what I do. What a great job.
I would make a lot of money.
Yeah, if I got paid by the word, you should hear me when I'm not in front of this microphone. But so glad you're here again, and we're always welcome to talk about the Morton House Museum and everything that takes place. Quick little background on the Morton House Museum.
Built in 1849, it housed four generations of the Morton family. He was actually one of the founders of Benton Harbor. You know, when they moved to the property where the house stands, you know, there really was no one around. I mean, they were one of the first settlers. And they lived in a log cabin down by the water initially, and then they built the house. Mm-hmm. Up on Territorial Drive.
So, yeah, and I want to make sure we get the location, because I know the last few times we've been in, we just say the Morton House Museum in Benton Harbor, and we've had a few questions like, well, I've never been there. Where is it at? So it's on Territorial.
Right.
Giving us a physical street number, that's difficult to remember. So give me some landmarks of on Territorial, and I know I'm putting you on the spot. So.
Well, I think it's Pawpaw
right.
Road.
Okay.
We're at the top of Territorial. We're on the hill. They call it.
Okay.
So it's a big white house. It's kind of hard to miss.
It's really hard to miss. And there's a big sign out front, too, that mentions.
There
it.
Is. There is.
I'll tell you, if you haven't had a chance to take a tour, and the tours are coming up here, which will be the first Saturday of each month from 10 to 2, starting in June, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
so
correct.
If you have not had a chance to go through there, or it's been a while since you've been through the Morton House Museum, I highly recommend. I've been through a number of times myself, and every time I go, you know, an exhibit or something maybe hasn't changed, but I'll go back and I'll walk through it again, and I'm like, oh, I missed that the last time.
Right,
that's
right,
what's really cool
right.
About it. But besides the Morton House, besides the actual house or the actual museum, Sharon, you guys are so active in the community and in doing things to promote history here in our community, and I love that, because I've told you many times I'm a big history buff. We've got a speaker series and also an event series that you've got pretty much planned out for the rest of the year.
Right, right. We're putting together what we call our rack card.
A rack card?
Uh-huh. We put it, you know, it fits yeah. into a rack mm-hmm. At St. Joe Today.
Right.
So we'll do posters based off that and then try to get the information out into the community.
Well, coming up on the Morton House Museum and the speaker series, coming up on the Tuesday the 14th, we've got, Don McElhaney, he did a speaker series a while back on what lies beneath, but this time it's under Treasures of Pawpaw Lake. But what was the one he did before that was really
I think it was the St. Joe River.
St. Joe River.
Right.
And I think he's done one on Lake Michigan. I think he talked a little bit that he's
right.
done one of those.
Right.
In the past.
I mean, he's really incredible. I mean, he has... he's a diver. He's a skydiver. He flies.
Mm-hmm.
He's a scuba diver. I mean, he doesn't rest.
I remember joking with him when he said he was a skydiver. I said, I've never tried that because I don't see the point of jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. So I've never done that. But, you know, going underwater and doing things, I've done a little bit of that myself. And it's so intriguing. And I love... you know, learning what's underneath these. So tell us a little bit about the Treasures of Pawpaw Lake and what lies beneath. Again, it's coming up on Tuesday the 14th.
Right, right. Well, we've not heard it, so it'll be new to us. You know, it's a new topic. But his treasures, well, he goes grubbing. That's what he calls it.
I'm familiar with grubbing, but for maybe somebody that isn't familiar with grubbing, it is really give you your best definition. Jim.
Well, I looked up the word grub just for fun.
That's
and it said,
bug, right?
Well, that can be. It can be. It says searching for something in a clumsy, unmethodical manner to rummage.
Right.
So, you know, I'm certain there are certain parts of the water that he goes into where the muck is pretty high and visibility is low. And he calls what he finds treasures, but his wife calls them trash.
Right, right.
So, you know, he'll find things like coins and rings and fishing lures, bottles, knives. But I don't really know what he's found in Pawpaw Lake. So that'll be a mystery to all of us.
There's the History Channel. Every once in a while, we'll run shows like this. And there's even some YouTube videos. If you're not familiar with it, you can search where people will do that. The divers will go underwater and they'll pull and show you what the treasures, as they call them.
Right.
And the list that you just listed there is pretty typical. They found, you know, cell phones and
exactly. And wedding bands.
Wedding bands. Yep. People will get divorced and throw the wedding band into the water or whatever the wedding rings.
They should throw them my way. I'll take care of it for them.
Yeah. And in rivers, typically where they've been canoed and kayaked and intertubed and things will fall out of people's pockets into the rivers and they will find those little treasures.
Right.
And then the shows that I've watched, they'll do their best if there's a way to try to find the owners, basically, to try to return them back. But so I'm really interested in what lies beneath the treasures of Pawpaw Lake.
Yeah, if you live on Pawpaw Lake, that'd be kind of fun to come and listen to what he's found.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Again, that's coming up Tuesday the 14th, and that will be at 7 o'clock. And is that where's that going to be at, the speaker series?
It will be at the Morton House.
At the Morton House then. So, yeah. So.
And we have something new, Ray, this season.
Mm-hmm.
We have members of the Morton House. It's a very, very reasonable donation to support the Morton House. But this year, the speaker series will be free for all members of the Morton House.
So if you're a member, if it's free. If you're not, there is a little
$5 charge,
$5 to see it. And we encourage you to become a member of the Morton House. And we'll talk about how you can become a member here in a little bit.
Good.
And want to transition over because on May, that's part of the speaker series. But then also on May 25th, let's talk about Chuck Yeager on the event series because he's got a book out, right?
Right. He is an author and a history teacher and a trivia master
aficionado.
A master of ceremonies. Give him a microphone and hoy.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
He's very good at it.
So what's his book called?
It's called Federations of Women's Clubs. So what happened is when the Morton family, after its fourth generation, they willed the Morton House to the Federation of Women's Clubs. And they took over and maintained the property until a board took over. And I don't really know the date on that, but it's been, you know, within the last, well, probably 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And so that's one on the Saturday event series at the Morton House Museum. That's coming up on Saturday the 25th. And that is, when is he going to be there to talk about that? And
well, we're open from 10 to 2, so you can take a tour of the house. And but Chuck will speak at 11 o'clock.
On Saturday the 25th.
Right, right. And his book will be available for purchase. And
can I get him to autograph it for me if I buy his book?
I bet
there?
He would.
You think he would do that for me? Yeah. So what an interesting guy, though, Chuck. I mean, you got a little bio on him, though. But what an interesting guy he is.
Yeah, he's I'm impressed by his talent. Every time I turn around, he's doing something else different.
Yeah.
You know, he did the bike. He biked the Territorial Road.
Right.
And that's pretty cool.
Awesome. So that's coming up on May 25th. So again, the 14th is the speaker series. We've got Don McElhaney, What Lies Beneath Treasures of Pawpaw Lake. That's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 14th. And then on Saturday the 25th, Chuck Yeager is going to be talking about his book, The Federation of Women's Clubs. That'll be at 11 o'clock.
Correct.
And then give us a little tease of what's coming. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Sharon. What else is coming up on either the speaker series or the event series at the Morton House Museum?
Well, speaking about the event series, mm-hmm. we've never really done physical hands-on produce something.
Right.
So we're doing, on the June 29th, we're doing a journal. And, I mean, we're making an actual journal from start to finish.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's two classes, one's at 10 and the other's at 12:30. And Tom Tackett, who's one of the board members' husbands and an extremely talented artist, he's going to show you how to do it. So you'll leave actually with a journal that you made. So I think that's going to be fun.
That is fun. That is fun. We got time for maybe one more here. And then, so what else we got coming up? We've got the, and this is quite a ways out, it's on July, but the Quilts of Valor, did I say it correct?
Right, right. And these are quilts that are made by some women that have a patriotic theme to them, and vets are invited, and we have a little ceremony and then put this Quilt of Valor around their shoulders and thank them for their service.
There's going to be some music and ice cream and all kinds of good stuff,
yeah,
too.
I'm a soda jerk, but I've done that.
I do. So for anything that we've talked about and for the rest of the either speaker series or event series, how can we find out more information? Look for the flyers you said. They'll be
flyers out.
The rack flyers, as you called them.
Rack cards.
That'll be at like St. Joe today. How else can we find out more information if you want to join the Morton House Museum, become a member or anything?
Right. We do have a website, which is themortonhousemuseum.org.
Don't say the at the beginning, because that's what they'll type. It's just mortonhousemuseum.org. Yeah. If you just search Morton House Museum on the Googles, you'll find it as
right.
well.
Right. Yeah. So. And we have an email, mhmdocents, D-O-C-E-N-T-S, at yahoo.com. And we are looking for docents. We're looking for volunteers and docents.
Okay.
You know, a small organization, we really depend on the community to help us.
Promise me you'll come back and talk with us next month.
I shall do that.
Okay. Sharon Downing from the Morton House Museum, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.